This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-215-0465. That's 800-215-0465.
The Buck Sexton Show.
Kayla Brandon, she is a reporter for Independent Journal. Kayla, thank you for calling in.
Hi, Buck. Thank you so much for having me.
So I know you've done a lot of reporting, a lot of research, a lot of information gathering on the Donald. What are some of the interesting things you've learned about Donald Trump, his supporters, and where all this stuff is going?
So our audience, in the most recent story, obviously Trump eating a Big Mac, basically celebrating the fact that he won the GOP nomination, him doing that basically resonated with all Americans. I couldn't find anything negative in our feed. So on Facebook, some of the top comments were, you know, do Hillary or Bernie make you excited to be an American as much as Donald Trump? Or, you know, tacos, McDonald's, he's just an average guy. Even with his buildings and billions of dollars, he's just one of us. So I think the thing that people need to realize is that Donald Trump might not be your typical, presidential candidate, but maybe that's what America wants.
And what was it you were saying about Tinder and Trump? That was interesting. Tell me more about that.
So this is a story that I went undercover for, which is sad to say that I had to go undercover on Tinder, but I guess in this day and age, doing that is something that people want to read about. And if, for those of you who are listening who aren't familiar with Tinder, it's kind of like a dating app. Some people take it seriously. Others, it's just kind of something to do, I guess, to maybe meet new people. But basically, I created a profile, and my bio said, passionate politiquette, Trump supporter since 1991, if you don't vote for Trump, just swipe left, which means you don't like me. Hashtag make America great again. And I went into it thinking there is no way that any guy is going to click on this profile and say, yeah, I definitely want to date this crazy person because she's so passionate. And this was done, I have to say, this was done 2 months ago before Trump clinched the nomination. And an overwhelming amount of guys, excuse me, said that they were Trump supporters. Now, whether that was true or not, I was giving them completely bizarre responses. I mean, someone said, one man approached me and said, hey, you're cute. P.S. Trump's got my vote. And I said, hey, are you really a Trump supporter? Or are you just saying that? And he said, I am a Republican. My number one vote is Trump, but I'll support whoever gets the nomination because I can't deal with any more liberal BS. And I literally responded with this book. I said, liberals are terrible, terrible people, especially Clinton. Benghazi, I mean, come on, total loser. This guy actually responded and said, yeah, they really are. I just can't believe they believe that stuff. They have zero common sense. Clinton always has an excuse.
These people, I kind of like this guy. Wait, is this bad? this guy sounds like he'd be my friend.
But I think what I'm trying to show is the rhetoric is the stuff that I said to these guys were things that literally Trump had either said or things that he would probably say based on what he said in the past. And what made me so shocked is they actually were like, yeah, I'm down with this. I like a girl that likes Trump, you know?
Why? I'm kind of confused as to why that's shocking to you. And also, by the way, I'm sure you're aware of the fact that guys if they like you, they may change sort of their political stance, especially in the early days, to make it more likely they'll get a date.
Right, and I totally agree with you. I based this whole thing on a study that I found, and it was saying that, you know, having a similar age with someone is one thing in terms of looking for a mate, but actually a study found that political ideologies were a factor as well. So I thought, okay, maybe if I pose as kind of someone that's totally 100% for Trump, will not talk to anyone who is not for Trump, I thought, oh, you know, I probably won't get a lot of people. And I had a lot of guys responding saying they totally agreed with what he was saying and they wanted a girl that was like that. So it just makes you think, you know, I don't know. I guess at the time I thought there's no way anyone will click on this. But a lot of people did. So it's pretty telling. I think, like, to your point, guys are just going to click on anything at this point. You know, they're looking for a date. They'll pretty much say anything is what I found.
Yeah, this is quite an experiment. Quite an experiment you've run. What do you think about the possibility of a Sanders-Trump debate, by the way? It's the main Drudge headline today.
Yeah, you know, I think that's going to be really interesting. I think they have such strong support on both sides, and their supporters completely dislike each other. I mean, they couldn't be more opposite. So I think what will be interesting is seeing how their supporters react to it and how, you know, I mean, you've seen so much violence and vicious protests, to be honest, on both sides of the aisle. I'm really interested to see what protests and riots ignite over this debate.
Oh, I mean, if you got like the most ardent Trump supporters squaring off on the street against the most fired up Bernie Sanders revolutionaries, it would certainly make for a combustible mix.
Yeah, actually, one of our video guys, his name's Kenny. He did an experiment that he posed as a Trump supporter and then posed as a Bernie supporter and asked for hugs outside of their respected, like they were having events. And it's really interesting. I'll post some of the videos on Twitter so you guys can see. But it's really interesting to see what happens and see that at the end of the day, politics really is pushed aside. And if someone's asking for a free hug, a lot of times they get a good response from both Trump and Sanders supporters.
All right. So, Kayla, if people want to see your latest reporting for Independent Journal, where would they go?
So they're going to go to www.injo.com. You can also just type in your browser Independent Journal Review, and it'll send you that way as well.
All right. Kayla Brandon, thank you very much for joining. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
The Buck Sexton Show.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-215-0465. That's 800-215-0465.